Ass, and he said, "Dad, not free dick back on me." Here it is, the call of God. And I won't tell you what his pattern is, but boom, boom. One day, I said, "God, you got it." We had just for teens, and they were going to show me that my son. That Sunday morning, a couple came into the church. They said, "We're here because of your son." I said, "Well, ask her," but no, I was just. We wanted to go to this all the way there without tickets. And God probably listening to him enough in their hand. And here's Philip standing in the crowd, and he says, he goes over to that couple, and he says, "Are you here? I know you've probably, but I'm just tickets because God told me to." And they were weeping and hearing God. These are the things that have brought you guys to this point. And I pray, ordain you, but before we, the family here, I'd love this family kind young couple here. Oh, my goodness, this is a family of faith here. Put out extra seats today. How you? They can stand beside it. Thank, praise God. Found this has been and this will be your heritage. I have read the Bible and so many times to and fro on the earth where he's most anointed person. And I remember how he looked and he found Mary, and how he looked and he found Hannah, and I remember how he looked and he found Elenu, that often that the Lord has to withstand the wickedness, to withstand the dark. He could put all these children under your covering and know that they could rise up. The world would be God. He's six ammunition of his power. Don't you doubt your call. This was a third choice or a. I want you to know that makes this house because covering for the future. I could touch, already got some. Trust you, born in the innocent, that will protect them from things that unfortunately children have to endure that they should never. Now I tell you, it hasn't been now. Perimeter, and I was praying out here when it was just a frame structure that had, said, "This isn't some happy." He said, "Only believe Kenton." He said, "Look at him in the garden." He said, "I spoke this place." He said, "That's not to me," and said, "I buy that property." Hey, I'll be missed for God. Now listen. There's an infusion hiding the influence, the authority, the glory. Stay forward from the author season. Because the Lord said he's the author and the finisher of it. Father God, in the name of Jesus. And put our confirmation on the power of this household. Lord, I thank you that everything their hands shall, and Lord, at every place the soul shall walk, they will walk in an anointing and a glory. Father, they have sought you, and as a result, everything shall be unto them. And Lord, I pray blessing just over them, but over their children, over their household, over their families. Father, Lord, there's a number from adults to parents to that this entire family unit, God, has been put together by you. Father, I thank God. We are just getting started. And God, thank you that our latter days shall be greater than our former. And I thank you that we shall see the glory of God in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo. Praise God. You guys can, little family up here. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Philip has been your son. From the time you were born till now, to be an influence around you and even authority over you. I'll never forget the first time me and my sweetie, it wasn't the first time, but we were having a discussion in the car about stuff we had to pay and back and forth. And of course, we were tithing, believing God, but we were just having a discussion. And this 3-year-old of the car, in a moment of time, said, "Jehovah, me, failed. To be prepared way deeper than people even know, but you're a mighty wind of the Holy Ghost." And I tell you what, I thank God for every person you've ever laid a hand on. I remember the first time we went right over here to the park and we were out there doing an out. There's 3 boys with no shirts on. And they had stuff like redneck and everything tattooed on them. And they were not happy about black people being around. And you just go over and just start playing. And the kid threw the basketball as hard as he could, trying to be violent and trying to create something. And you just grabbed it, spun, and threw it up. And you threw it back to them. and treated them so nice that they came over and sat down. Not only did they go through the meeting with us, but at the end of the meeting, they got saved because you sowed a seed into their life when they were being difficult. Hallelujah. You're the only young man I know who we go down to Dayton, Ohio, in the most not so good places, and you get out and try to leave your car unlocked. And I say, Philip, lock your car. And you say, Dad, God's got my vehicle. I'll never forget one time we had traveled to see my mom. And me and Philip was coming back, and the road got so bad, not even see. And I tell you, I was terrified. And he's trying to go to sleep. I said, stay up and pray. He said, Dad, come on. And that boy turned over and went snoring, and I couldn't go down the street. The storm inside of you. Far. And I tell you what, the Lord told me to speak over you, Matthew 11:12. From the days of John the Baptist, violent, and the violent take it by force. This is the mastery of who you are. You're winning the battle and the supernatural. And I'm telling you right now that when we lay our hands on you, there's a fulfillment of destiny. There's a legacy that has been birthed in you to go from now to eternity. I'll never, your grandfather died. You came and you said, I'm thinking life. You said, I got to make sure that I leave a legacy. And you never transition from that. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, according to Ephesians chapter 6, strengthen him, Father, new arena of anointing. God, I pray that every touches, I pray that every person he speaks to, Father, I pray that everywhere he goes, God leaves him, God strengthens him, Father. Lord, I thank you that from this day, all of eternity will know his name, Father. Him is saying, and Father, bless him, anoint him, let feel destiny for all the days of his life. Thank you for it. And God bless you. Okay, I think I'm ain't going to slow down. It's going to be loud in here. But right now, I need everybody in the church. The Lord told me, anniversary and anointing and our new glory, that I'm already the entire church. I believe that if you read Mark, you'll find that the Lord's up. I've finished my part. I've done my job. I've kept your hands.